Carriers need to build faster and defend premium brands. But they're leaning on cost cuts and lower-cost channels that can chip away at those same premiums. We'll hit the FCC's first big poll dispute under its rapid team. Verizon's job cuts, alongside prepaid pushes and financing, the iPhone Android encrypted RCS rollout, and a brief reliability note out of Pennsylvania.
Start with the polls. What exactly did Comcast ask the FCC to do?
Comcast asked the FCC to step in on a pole replacement cost dispute with Appalachian Power Company. Comcast argues the utility's fees could delay federally backed broadband deployments and raise construction costs nationwide. This is one of the first major tests of the FCC's Rapid Broadband Assessment Team, RBAT, built to quickly resolve infrastructure fights that slow builds.
Why does a pole fight in Appalachia move national timelines?
Pole attachment, make ready, and replacement cost allocation can swing project unit economics by double digits. If RBAT sets a precedent that shifts more cost to utilities or accelerates timelines, BEAD-funded and private builds move faster. The opposite slows them and inflates CapEx.
Rapid only matters if the clock is short. How fast could RBAT go?
The design is weeks to a few months instead of years. Watch how fast the Bureau dockets this case, and whether it issues interim guidance on cost allocation. And even asset-light fiber plays, think the T-Mobile joint venture we discussed, still hit the same poles via wholesale contracts, so they inherit these frictions.
Winners and losers if RBAT reins in replacement charges.
ISPs and fiber overbuilders gain. Electric utilities could face tighter cost recovery. Expect more ISPs to escalate if Comcast gets traction, which would compress local negotiation leverage. And zooming out, Verizon is chasing fiber too. If RBAT slows, that complicates the 30 million passings ambition we mentioned last week and could tilt more spend toward fixed wireless access.
Let's switch to Verizon. What changed this week on costs and capital?
Verizon is preparing to cut several hundred jobs, less than 1% of headcount, with Basking Ridge most affected. That follows last year's plan to cut around 15,000 roles, taking headcount toward roughly 85,000. Management, new CEO Dan Schulman since October, has been explicit about aggressive cost-cutting and restructuring.
Does the balance sheet still back growth while they trim?
Fitch just rated Verizon's junior subordinated notes BBB, investment grade, but below senior debt, citing scale, diversified cash flows, and stable EBITDA. That supports access to capital markets even as they cut OpEx.
And on the revenue side, it looks like they're pushing prepaid and wholesale. What are the offers?
Verizon-owned Total Wireless is promoting an iPhone Air at $749.99 with a port-in and 3 months of its Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. There's also a Razr 2025 at $99.99 or $0 per month on a 24-month Edge loan with plan commitments. The Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan pitches truly unlimited data, hotspot capped at 5 Mbps, international calling, roaming in Canada, Mexico, and Disney Plus Premium.
Classic trade-off. If someone moved from an $85 plus postpaid unlimited ultimate to a $60 Total Wireless plan, that's ARPU dilution, even if you keep them in the family.
Right. The bet is to capture value-conscious switchers before cable MVNOs do, while protecting corporate and premium consumer segments. The risk is postpaid ARPA pressure if migration accelerates faster than wholesale and prepaid volumes grow.
And perception matters. Phone Arena highlighted that smaller carriers, Xfinity Mobile, Spectrum Mobile, Metro, Mint, Visible, are gaining attention, with some tests showing MVNOs beating majors on perceived speeds, even when it's the same underlying network.
Wholesale revenue is real, but brand perception can lag the economics. If Xfinity and Spectrum cross 10 million subs combined, while Verizon postpaid trends soften, investors will press on cannibalization math.
Network reliability also shapes perception. What happened in Pennsylvania?
Verizon restored service to all Western Pennsylvania customers hours after fiber cuts knocked some users offline. Emergency services urged text to 911 during the outage. For enterprise and public safety contracts, route diversity and rapid restoration SLAs matter in the fine print.
Let's hit messaging. What did Apple actually ship?
With iOS 26.5, Apple started rolling out end-to-end encrypted RCS between Android and iPhone. It's labeled beta and will enable automatically over time for supported carriers. Users will see a lock indicator, and settings allow toggling E2EE. U.S. support includes AT&T, T-Mobile USA, Verizon Wireless, U.S. Cellular, and MVNOs like Boost, Metro, Mint, Visible, Xfinity Mobile, and Spectrum Mobile.
Revenue impact now or groundwork for later?
Mostly hygiene near-term. Consistent typing indicators, read receipts, and higher quality media with encryption across ecosystems. Strategically, it standardizes the rails for RCS business messaging. E2EE covers person-to-person. RBM uses verified senders with different controls. Carriers can monetize verified sender status, analytics, and priority delivery for customer support and commerce.
Caution flag. If Apple keeps beta for months and toggles carrier support, enterprises won't move budgets quickly. A2P SMS is sticky because of compliance and reach.
Fair. The test is whether carriers expose cleaner RBM APIs, land public pilots with big brands, and publish verified sender pricing, signals that budgets will follow.
Pull it together. Where's the bargaining power shifting this quarter?
On builds, RBAT, if it moves in weeks to a few months, could shift leverage toward ISPs and overbuilders and away from utilities on pull costs. On consumer growth, money is flowing toward lower cost channels, prepaid and MVNOs, away from premium postpaid, which pressures brand ARPA, even as wholesale revenue rises. That forces majors like Verizon to cut costs, lean on financing, and push aggressive prepaid offers while defending premium plans.
One big thing to watch: how fast the FCC dockets and issues interim guidance in Comcast versus Apple H and Power over the next few months. That will signal whether fiber build CapEx and timelines improve or get stuck.